In the quietness of this song, the new year has ushered in. Happy New Year, and welcome to the first podcast for Berea Baptist Church in 2021. We pray that you have had a very meaningful New Year celebration, and we ask for God's blessings upon you and your family throughout this year. May this be a year that we can honor God in everything that we do. You know, we're starting a new year, but sometimes it's really good to go back and pull some of the traditions from the past because they have value and they have merit. So some of you that have been part of Baptist traditions for quite some time, well, remember that in Januarys, very often at the evening, on the Sunday evening service, you would have the January Bible study. We'd take a book of the Bible and we would go through it. We would study it in depth. Well, there's no reason why we cannot do that now in our worship celebration each week. And so for January, we'll take a deep dive into 2 Peter. Very short letter, only 3 chapters, but packed with so much help in terms of navigating daily life. And so we're going to be spending each Sunday morning in January focusing on the messages contained in 1 Peter. And the message for today is being more Christ-like in 2021. The theme for our series will be growing in faith, grace, and spiritual discernment. May we be more Christ-like as followers, as individuals, and as a church. People are hungry for the good news, and we have the good news that can be shared. And so may we grow this year in faith. May we grow in grace, and may we grow in spiritual discernment. We're going to start today with 2 Peter by beginning with the end. The very last verse, 2 Peter 3:18. It's an early Christian doxology. And it's a doxology that's unusual because it doesn't just talk about glory to God. This doxology talks about glory to Christ. This doxology and this closing statement talks about growing in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, continues to be reaffirmed throughout that letter. And so we want to embrace that today, along with a passage from Jeremiah 29, 11 through 13, a promise which was made to the land of Israel, to the nation of Israel. But it is also a promise that is given to each one of us about how God cares about us. And that's something we need to know as we embark upon this new year. May we grow in Christ, and may we also know that God cares about us and that the Holy Spirit is with us to counsel us and to guide us. So we're glad that you've been able to join us this morning or whatever day or time it is for this worship celebration. And so we're thankful that you are here. Please share the message with others so that we may be part of getting the good news out to everyone. Today we have one birthday to celebrate for this week. And on Wednesday, Alicia Massey will be celebrating her birthday. So Alicia, we reach out to you and extend to you a happy birthday. It's a new year, another birthday, another celebration. And so we are thankful and happy for you. There are no anniversaries this week, but you may know someone who's had an anniversary, and so wish them a happy anniversary. Also, we'll remind the deacons that we will meet this Wednesday at 7 o'clock, and the format in which we will meet will be communicated through email and confirmations in that way, but we will be meeting this week at 7 on Wednesday. As we look at our prayer concerns, lead off with two deaths that have recently occurred. For many weeks, we have been praying for Sandra's friend, the daughter of a friend that she worked with, Emily Leeds. Emily Leeds went to meet the Lord on the evening of New Year's. She leaves behind a very young family. And so we lift the Leeds family up in prayer, for this is a very touching moment and a very critical moment in all of their lives. And so we pray for God's presence and for His strength. Also, note the passing of my cousin, Andy Jonas, known as Robert Andrew Jonas. He had stage 4 cancer and COVID, and he passed earlier in the week, last week. So we lift both the Jonas family and the Leeds family up in the loss of these dear ones. Also, we'd like to mention David Long, someone that I know at Bragtown, who recently had some surgery. He's doing well, but keep the Long family in your prayer. Continue to remember Hope Marlowe as she works with her voice, and we pray that healing can come for her. Gwen Mumford, continue to remember her. She experienced some difficulties this week, and so please continue to remember Gwen, Phil, and all of her family as she continues to recover. We also mention Lori and Mike Gentry, who've been on a very long road to recovery. We pray for God's strength as we go into the new year. Also mentioned Linda Fogelman, Peggy Behringer, Ann Williams. Continue to lift them up in your prayers. Juanita Vickers and Aubrey Vickers. It's our understanding that Aubrey will be getting having some surgery on some cataracts this week, so we pray for success there. Also, continue to remember Ray Ensco as well. May we go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, we thank you for giving us another new year. It's a new year in which we can share the good news boldly. We thank you, dear Lord, for your holy word. May we study it daily. And for some of us, if we are so led, may we be challenged to read through the Bible this year. If you've never done that, please consider it. Reading through the entire scriptures in a year, it brings you to a closeness to the Lord as you work through those passages daily. May we not take prayer for granted. It is our most direct access to you, Lord. May we not take it for granted, but may we pray boldly at all times. Lord, we confess that we are sinners that are saved by your grace. We acknowledge that sin and evil do exist, and where we spend eternity does matter. Dear Lord, we know that suffering is real. We know that as Christians we are not immune from suffering, but we know that you are with us through the suffering and through the joys, and that we can place all of our concerns on your throne of grace. And dear Lord, we pray that for each person that has been mentioned, each family that is mentioned, be it loss of loved one, sickness, waiting surgeries, strength. Dear Lord, we lift them up and place them on your throne of grace. And we ask for healing of mind, body, and soul. Dear Lord, these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Now this morning, for our children, you'll notice as you look around, there have been a few changes. We've gone through Christmas. We've gone through the new year. And so here we are sitting here with some empty space. But I want to share something really important with each one of you. I hope you've all had a good, happy new year. It's really neat to kind of see one year end and one year begin. And you know, when you think about New Year, it's real young right now. It's just started. Think about it like as you're getting older each year. You're growing. And to continue to grow, you have to do some things. Like, you want to eat well. And you know, sometimes it's really hard to eat a new food that you don't know, and it doesn't quite look right to you, and you're not sure how it's going to taste. But it's important to eat. It's important to eat healthy. It's important to get exercise. We want to move around. We want to eat well. And after a good, hard day of playing, even though we don't want to always go to bed, it's important to get rest. So eating right, getting rest, playing hard, exercise, all that's important in growing. Now, to kind of help with that, I want to share with you a picture. Now, notice what I have here. I have how many different plants? One, two, three. That's right, three different plants. And notice one of them's really small. The one in the middle is growing a little bit, and the other one is really growing a lot. It's kind of like you. When you were first born, you were more like this, what, little plant. And then you got to where you were crawling around, and then you started walking and playing and running. And so growing like these plants. Now, for these plants to grow, we have to do some things, don't we? What are some of the things we might want to do? What might they need at least maybe once or twice a week? Yeah, we might water them. We want to make sure that the soil is good. Used a little bit of maybe fertilizer and some plant food. That's very, very important for them to grow. Now, you'll notice underneath, I've got some words here. May we grow in Christ in 2021. See that 2021, 2021. That's the new year. We talked about that a little bit last week. But I want to share a verse with you this morning that will help us understand the importance of the new year and why we want to grow and how we want to grow. Consider this. This is in 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, the 18th verse. Now, this one's going to be real easy for your parents and those who are taking care of you to find. It's the very last verse in that letter. It goes like this. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. So here's our question. How do we grow in Jesus? How do we become more like Jesus? Well, we can become more like Jesus by being kind, can't we? We can be kind. We can also love one another. That's important. We can be helpers. See, Jesus taught us to be kind, to help persons in need, and to love people. So as we do that, we grow in Jesus. We become more Christ-like. And so as this plant grows, we grow. And there's other ways too this year that you can grow. So I want you, and this is for you and for your parents and those taking care of you. It's important to hear your Bible stories. You want to listen to your Bible stories, and they have important lessons in them. And so you want to read your Bible stories. You want to say your prayers. And there are two times particularly where we can pray. You know, when we eat and we have for food at breakfast or lunch or supper, we can pray. We can pray and give thanks for our food. And a lot of times right before we go to bed, we also can what? Pray as well. Because when we're praying, we're talking to God. And that's very, very important. So we can listen to our Bible stories. We can pray. Also, the children's stories will come out each week. And Miss Grace will be putting out stories each week. And so you can, on your phones, you can... Or your iPad, or your computer, you can pull those up and you can grow in your knowledge of who Jesus is by these stories. And before long, this little space right here where you would stand or sit or move around, yeah, y'all did like to move around, don't you? You sure do. But this space is going to be here. And before long, when we meet again, we'll sit down right here and have our stories and continue to grow in Christ. You have a good day, and we'll see you next week. Friends. indeed all things are possible in Christ. That is great news. It is good news as we start this new year. Today, look at the possibilities that are before you as you begin this new year. Begin it with boldness. We don't have to be timid. We don't have to hesitate. We may be dealing with a lot of unknowns, but we know the greatest thing known, and that is God. That is Christ, the only begotten Son, and the Holy Spirit. All are known and all are promised to us. So see, we don't have to be stuck in our past. Whatever took place last year, may it shape and mold us in a good way. Because God was present last year, God is present now, and God will be present in the future. So what does God have planned for us this year? What does God have planned for you and for me and for Berea Baptist Church? What are His plans for us? Here's what I know. Follow me, if you would, by turning to the prophet Jeremiah, to chapter 29, and we'll look at some verses that are quite familiar to you. Chapter 29, verses 11 through 13. These verses we hear a lot. They were addressed to the nation of Israel. But we are God's chosen people. As Christians, God sent His only Son to us. Why? Because He has plans for us. And through Christ, all things are possible. So within that context, listen to these words. Chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you. God knows what's in store. Do we? This is the Lord's declarations. Plans for your well-being, not for disaster. To give you a future and a hope. Well-being, future, hope. Moving forward. You will call to me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You know, we know when somebody's not listening to us. We can be looking at them straight in the eye, and we know that it's going in one ear and out the other, and they have no clue as to what we're saying. God's not like that. God hears us, and God responds, but in God's time. You will seek me and find me. You'll say, well, there's got to be a catch to that. You will seek me and you will find me. How? How, Lord? How am I going to find you? The prophet shares with us this. You will seek me and you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. You see, we don't find God by being lukewarm about it. We find God by going all in. God does have a plan for us, but we have to be willing to hear it and to follow it. He will lead us, And through Christ, we can do all things. He knows our challenges, but He has a vision for us, a future for us. And He is our source of hope. May we go all in. May we not be afraid to let go and trust God. Yes, others will disappoint us. I remember the story of a young father and his son. You could also think of a young mother and her daughter, or parents, young parents and their children. We look up to those who are older for them to take care of us. But you know, we do our best, we try, but sometimes we even let our own children down. But God never lets us down. We may feel sometimes as if we can't approach Him. We may feel like there may be an obstacle in the way, but God has given us the assurance that He will not forsake us. But we have to be willing to go all in. We have to search with all of our heart. Charles Spurgeon made a few comments about wholeheartedness, which are very important. To go all in, to be wholehearted, we have to move beyond our distractions. We have to be undivided, excuse me, in our objectives. We have to commit our heart, our body, and our soul, our entire nature to God. Our guiding desire is to know God. We also realize the eternal significance of knowing God, being with Christ or without Christ in eternity. It matters. To be wholehearted, our life's priorities need to be aligned with God's priorities for our life. Because God's plans for us are for good, to prosper, well-being, to prosper in the faith, to grow in Christ, to share the good news. So, may we also commit this year to keeping our eyes on Jesus. Keeping our eyes on Jesus and to becoming more like Him. And may we glorify Christ in everything that we do. Let's begin with this second point on a historical note. On January 5th, 1862, Charles Spurgeon preached in the new Metropolitan Tabernacle. This ended up being the text for the first sermon in the Metropolitan Tabernacle Pulpit series. Throughout his career, 63 volumes of sermons were eventually published. But in 1862, Spurgeon reminded his London audience to begin the new year in this way. His text, 2 Peter 3:18. One verse. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory, both now and to the day of eternity. Spurgeon captured the essence of this verse in the following manner. He compared growing in Christ to a tree. As a tree grows, its roots spread out downward, giving it stability, holding it firm. But it also grows upward as well, and its branches spread out, and they bear fruit. And part of that fruit comes from the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now notice that phrase, Lord. Jesus is the Lord of our life. Is Jesus Christ in first place? Do we allow Jesus to lead us? We have a Savior. Oh, what a Savior He is. We talked about that song a couple of weeks ago. A Savior. God gave us His only Son that we would not perish but have everlasting life. He is our Lord and our Savior. He is the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. So may we grow in grace and knowledge. We grow through placing our hope and trust in Jesus. We grow by imitating His humility. We grow by dedicating our lives to being more like Him. We grow by being willing to commit, to go all in and not be lukewarm, to not second guess. We're also told in this verse to bring glory to Christ both now and forever. Bring glory to Christ. May we grow in bringing glory to Christ through strengthening our prayer life, to taking the reading of Scripture daily seriously. We grow through our fellowship with one another, whether it's in person or virtual. Because now we're learning how to navigate both environments. May we grow in fellowship. May we grow in spreading the word. May we grow in training new believers. May we grow in ministry. See, there's all types of growth. And then this verse often concludes with amen. Amen. What does it mean? So be it. Amen. So be it. May we grow in the glory, may we grow in the knowledge and grace of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And may we glorify Jesus now and forever. So be it. Another way of saying it, we know this to be true. Another way to say it, we know this because of the joy of the believer. And yet another way, I am resolved to accept and follow Christ's will for my life. So be it. I am resolved. You know, we're in a time where we're making resolutions. Maybe this is one we really want to consider keeping. I am resolved to follow God's will for my life. You know, to grow in Christ, we have to balance grace and knowledge. It's not a either-or proposition. It's a both-and. So consider this, being tolerant and loving, proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ to everyone, being merciful and compassionate. These are not just words that we put on signs and place in our yards. We express this by living a Christ-like life. May we be tolerant and loving and merciful and compassionate. May we be strong, confident, and discerning in everything that we do. Everything that we do, everything that we say, who we are in the core of our being, and may we not be lukewarm about it. May we search for God's truth. We question and we critique and we learn through our questions and our critiques because we learn to discern God's truth. And this is a key component to how we grow spiritually, and how we acquire that spiritual discernment. May we be diligent in spreading the gospel and ministering to fellow believers, as well as those who do not know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. May we renew our commitment to win the lost. Sin is real. People do not know about Christ. We do. May we share it. And for those of us who have been saved, may our commitment to Christ be strengthened this year. May we be honest with ourselves. Andy Stanley raises a very important question. I really like the way it was put. It catches your attention. It's a simple question. Who am I? But that's not how he leaves it. We've heard that question a lot. Who am I? Here's the question. Who am I really? Who am I really? If I'm honest with myself, who am I? Am I Christ-like? Am I growing in Christ? Do I really know Him as my Lord? Do I really accept Him as my Savior? He is the Messiah. All things, as the song reminds us, all things are possible with Him. But do I believe it? Do I accept it? Is it a part of who I am, really? You see, growth comes And Jesus knew this quite well. From the inside out. Because what defiles us is that which comes what? From the inside. Who we are, really. So, in 2021, may we commit to move forward as committed Christians. How might we do this? It's easy to say. Let me give you some encouragement from other brothers and sisters of the faith. David Jeremiah reminds us to not lose sight of the power of prayer, the power of daily prayer. Think of it this way. May we be open and receptive to God's direction in discovering the purpose for our life for this year. May we be open and receptive to God's direction in clarifying our purpose. Here's another one. May we be willing to submit our plans for God's input rather than just sliding it through. Really, seek God's input. For God has told us, I have plans for you. Are we ignoring them? Always remember, and we'll come back to this verse later this month, God's timeline is not our timeline. God does answer, but God answers in His time. May we align our time with His time. May we pray that God's will be done and not just our will. May we ask for God's presence in our life and the strength to do it. There's an old saying, and it's not a trite saying. There's so much depth to this saying. We've heard it so many times that sometimes we don't really hear it. But at the risk of not hearing it, I'm going to repeat it. I actually have it over the doorway in my study. And it's a reminder for me. It goes like this. If God brings us to it, He will bring us through it. If God brings something to us, He will bring us through it. Here's where the spiritual discernment comes in. Can we see and acknowledge and embrace what God is bringing to us, particularly when we didn't see it and we didn't see it coming, when we were blindsided? If God has brought something to us, He will bring us through it. That's encouragement. That is hope. For God has plans for us. May we grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and live lives which bring glory to Christ and to God. May we remember to praise God for all He has done, for all He is doing, and for everything that He will do, even when we can't see it. Charles Swindoll asks us to rely on God's leadership. How do we do that? Well, let's begin by remembering something. We're God's children. We are followers of Christ. We have been given the counsel of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit matters. Be at one with the Spirit. Be at peace with God. Accept Christ's atonement for your sins. We have new beginnings. Yes, we continue to sin. But all things are possible through Christ. The Holy Spirit is our God, as our guide, and God is always with us. May we also seek daily guidance from God's Word. Let me challenge you. If you've never read the Bible through in a year, let this be the year to do it. It's not too late to start. Make a commitment to walk closer with God by reading through the entire Scripture this year. If you find that you fall short there, commit to reading your Bible every day. Walk closely with God. Ask God to give you that discernment that you need. Also, listen to God's promptings. See, God's Spirit resides in us. God does talk to us. You're not crazy. God speaks to us in many ways. Be open to God, hearing God's voice or His touch or that nudging. May we commit to help each other and the persons that God places in our path. Jesus told us if we wanted to be first, we must be willing to be what? Last. We must be willing to serve. We must be willing to see the world as God sees it. You see, when God is leading our lives, our restlessness and our fears are replaced with confidence and calmness and an inner peace. May you feel that inner peace each day of 2021. And then Mary Helen Anderson, in a poem, reminds us of what it's like to be Christ-like. And it begins with something very simple, but which can oftentimes be seen as very, very hard. Will we commit this year to spending more time with Jesus? Consider this poem. And put yourself in the different phrases. They'll perhaps bring a smile to your face. You might shake your head. You may identify with these statements. The poem goes like this. We mutter and sputter. We fume and we spurt. We mumble and we grumble, and our feelings get hurt. Now, has that ever happened to you? You ever feel that way? You know, I have a feeling that we've all been on the giving and the receiving end of this one. But she carries on in this second stanza. We can't understand things. Ever been there? We can't understand things. Our vision grows dim. When all that we need, now get this, and please do not forget it. When all that we need is a moment with Him. Treasure your moments in the presence of God this year. Treasure your moments in the presence of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, the Christ. Treasure your moments under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. May we make room for Christ in our lives in 2021. And may we as individuals and as a church become more Christ-like each and every day. So if you'd like to begin the new year knowing Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, you can. Invite Him into your life. I ask you to repeat this prayer. Reflect on it. Accept it. And allow it to convict you. Pray, Jesus, I confess my sins. I ask for your forgiveness. I accept your unconditional love and mercy, which is extended to me. You died on the cross to forgive my sins, mine. And you rose from the grave so that I may experience eternal life. Jesus, I want to make you the Lord of my life. We believe that if you have made that commitment and that you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you now know what the good news is. Allow Christ to lead you from this day forward. Share your commitment with others, with your friends, those who are around you. And may we encourage you to get involved in the ministry of a local church. Please know that you are welcome here at Berea Baptist Church. And we celebrate with you the decision that you have made. Also, if you want to reaffirm your commitment to be more Christ-like in 2021, do that today. Let's be a part of the Christian revival taking place in the United States and throughout the world. And may we fulfill the Great Commission together until Jesus returns. The first advent has come. Jesus has come. He has ministered. He has died. He has risen from the dead. He has ascended into heaven. But one day, it is promised that He will return. And He will return in glory. May we be diligent until we meet Him face to face, either through our death and resurrection, or His coming back again. So as we begin 2021, may we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And may we glorify Jesus now and forever. Amen.